Returning to our top story, the Ukraine International Airlines crash in Iran. Since the crash, a number of airliners announced they're canceling or rerouting flights that use airspace over Iran and Iraq. But you may be surprised that commercial airlines would be flying over a conflict zone in the first place. We talked to Keith Mackey, the president of Mackey International, an airline safety consulting firm. He told us this is actually pretty common.
Each country has sovereign airspace above it, which it controls. Additionally, each country controls aircraft registered within that country, and they can restrict where those aircraft can fly. Now, as an example, just prior to the Ukrainian airline crash in Iran, the U.S. closed all airspace for U.S. registered airline flights or U.S. registered pilots to fly over Iraq, Iran, the Persian Gulf, and the Gulf of Oman.
Just to be clear, what you're saying is that certain countries had told their commercial airliners, you can't fly over Iraq, Iran, these other places, but other countries hadn't given those same warnings.
That's correct. The airline has the ultimate authority, even if they're permitted to fly over a country, to decide whether they want to do it or whether they don't want to take that risk. Now, a great example of this is the Malaysian Flight 17 that was going from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur in July of 2014. And the airline elected to take the shortest route, which brought it over Crimea. And at the time, the separatists were having a war, and they thought it was an incoming missile or something and shot it down.
And then, of course, that tragic flight, that's the most recent horrible event that's possibly very similar to what happened in Iran. What's in it for airlines to continue to fly over war zones or conflict areas? Is it just about the cost of getting somewhere quicker and expending less fuel?
Basically, yes. But it's also a matter of being able to have the departure and the destination within range of their equipment and to provide reasonable flight times, I suppose. If you had to fly airline A and it was going to take 4 hours to get there, but you could ride on airline B and it would only take 2 hours, and you weren't aware that the reason for the change was because you were going to be flying over a conflict zone. So there again, it's the choice of the route for the airline as to how they wish to go. Flying over the Middle East isn't easy. You've got a lot of places to avoid. You don't really want to be over Syria either. And when you combine Syria, Iran, and Iraq, that's a big piece of real estate. So it becomes difficult for passengers to realize those sort of things.
If you're a passenger on a long-haul flight from, you know, London to India, can you check your flight's routing to see if it's going over a conflict zone?
Not normally. The crew, usually when they do their announcements, they'll describe the route that you're taking. But by that time, you're already at 35,000 feet, so it isn't going to help very much to change your mind.
Around this current tragedy in Iran, do you think anything will change after this crash? I mean, in many ways, it seems really close on the heels of the Malaysian Airlines Flight 17. I mean, what needs to change to prevent these things from happening again?
Well, there again, preventing commercial flights from flying through war zones or zones of conflict where there's a possibility of a firefight taking place.
Keith Mackey is the president of Mackey International, an airline safety consulting firm. Thanks a lot, Keith.
Carol, you're very welcome.